In a small village church, an altar boy is serving at Sunday Mass. Accidentally, he drops a cruet of wine. The village priest struck the altar boy sharply on the cheek, shouting, "Get out of here, leave this altar, and don't come back anymore." That boy became Tito, the communist leader of Yugoslavia. In the cathedral of a large city in another place, another altar boy is serving at Mass. Accidentally, he also drops the cruet of wine. With a warm twinkle in his eyes, the bishop gently whispers, "Someday you will be a priest." Do you know who that boy was? Archbishop Fulton Sheen. How we deal with others who have caused problems or trouble for us determines whether we lose them or we are able to win them back. Today's gospel Jesus gives us a way to do it. Every effort has to be made to bring the erring person to repentance, first in private, then before a few people, and finally before a whole community. It's like a three-step solution. And if he is still or she is still unrepentant, he or she must be excommunicated. The decision of the church will be honored by God, since God inspired them in making that decision. And so in this way, the Christian community can secure its identity and further its mission. Very often, someone is hurting us or is going wrong, and then the temptation is to put up with it, to suffer it, to endure it. Sometimes we say, "Let's allow sleeping dogs to lie." Well, Jesus challenges us to do otherwise. Have the courage to confront such a person and point it out to him or her. The aim must always be to win back the erring person through reconciliation and not a way designed to embarrass or humiliate such a person. A harsh approach only leads to a hardened heart. Nothing is achieved by this, yet further harm can be done. And a gentle approach may, however, soften the heart, help the erring ways to be seen, and enable that person to change. Nelson Mandela was in prison for 27 years. 18 of those 27 years were spent in Robben Island. In his autobiography, Long Walk to Freedom, published in 1994, he narrates this incident. A General Stern visited the island and wanted to know from Mandela if the prisoners had any complaints. Badenhorst, officer in command of the island, the most feared and hated by the prisoners, was also present. Without bitterness, but calmly and truthfully, Mandela informed the visitor about the chief complaints of the prisoners. The general duly noted what had been said, a damning indictment of Badenhorst's regime. The following day, Badenhorst went to Mandela and said, "I'm leaving the island. I just want to wish you people good luck." Mandela was dumbfounded. For the very first time, this man spoke to them like a real human being, revealing a side of him that had previously not been known. It had been obscured. But that side of him still existed. And so Mandela concludes, it was a useful reminder that all men, all people, even the most seemingly cold-hearted, have a core of decency, and that if their hearts are touched, they are capable of changing. To confront another person is a difficult thing and calls for courage and wisdom. If we do it in anger and in a vengeful frame of mind, in all probability, it will not yield the desired effects. We have to do it not just out of concern for ourselves and the hurt that is caused to our pride, but out of concern for that other person. Sometimes embedded in this is what we call a reverent acknowledgement. It is a way of showing love for that other person. And this makes us the good soil that you and I are called to be. And we know what good soil does for life. It nurtures life. It nurtures life and promotes a healthy and productive living by caring for one another. As a community, if we are likened to good soil, this is what is expected of us. To watch out or to watch someone doing wrong and not try to stop him reveals a certain lack of concern, a certain lack of love on our part, and we must bear responsibility for the wrongdoing. This is the message from the first reading, the prophet Ezekiel. God appointed him, speak out, tell the people what is going wrong. And if you fail to do that, and they die in their sins, then the responsibility is on your head. We should not remain silent when silence can be taken to mean we approve of what is happening. Ezekiel was called to be a watcher for the house of Israel. He speaks to them not out of arrogance, but out of genuine humility and care for them. If we confront the offender in the right spirit and he or she is genuine, he will want to put it right. If not, he won't be able to plead ignorance, saying, "Why didn't you tell me?" And so, my dear friends, the object must always be not to score a victory over a brother or sister, but to win that person over, to be reconciled with that person. And perhaps the person probably is not even aware of the wrong that is going on. The responsorial psalms of today reminds us in words, "Oh, that today you would listen to his voice, harden not your hearts." God is continually calling us from our erring ways into a closer relationship with him and with one another. Let us open our hearts and listen. Amen. But I wouldn't be able to step back and sit down without saying a few more words. I just want to thank everyone here, this Christian community. I want to thank you because, you know, as I said at the very beginning, all too soon, my work here has come to an end. I wouldn't have succeeded if you didn't support me, if you didn't make me feel accepted and welcome into the community. So thanks to everyone, starting from Father Jim. It has always been a joy in our rectory. I wish it continues that way. God bless all of you for your love. Monsignor Awa is here. I've enjoyed living and working and sharing meals with Monsignor Awa. What a great man. He says, "Don't grow old." We will try to remain very young, especially in the mind, even if the body is growing older. Thank you very much, Monsignor. I don't want to single out people because I'll never be able to complete the list. The staff that I've worked with in the nursing homes and in the office, every one of you, the children, the choir, every one of you. Look at the beautiful liturgy you have prepared. Thank you very much. God bless you all. And I just want to acknowledge that I haven't been perfect. If I have stepped on your toes, I've offended you by way of my speech or conduct, I'm really very sorry. Forgive me. And I want to commit to keep praying for you and ask you to pray for me. I'm now going to be an ambassador of St. John the Evangelist in Ghana. So support me to be a good ambassador when I get back. And when I send messages from Ghana, don't complain. Because you have partly created me to be who I am going back to Ghana. Thank you very much. Finally, the one thing that some people will not forgive me if I leave here without doing it is to sing. So, we'll come to that. So, the farewell message is, the place to be happy is here. The time to be happy is now. And the way to be happy is to make someone happy, and you get a little heaven down here. I'm happy today, so happy. In Jesus' name, I'm happy. He has taken my sins away. I'm happy, so happy today. The place to be happy is here. The time to be happy is now. And the way to be happy is to make someone happy, and you get a little heaven down here. I'm happy today, so happy. In Jesus' name, I'm happy. He has taken my sins away. I am happy, so happy today. Thank you.